Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. We've got an outstanding show lined up for you straight ahead. We got it with our interview with our new friend, relatively new friend, Rick Hahn is back. Rick is a retired management expert. He's an executive working for major corporations. He's got a lot of experience in the marketplace, and he's the author of a new book called Executive Malice, which is a tale of conspiracy and deceit. It's an award-winning book, which we helped him launch last time he was here, and he's here to talk to us about ethics, a topic, as you know, a very important one today, these days, maybe more than ever. Rick Hahn, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. One of our great Brain Trust members, Len Morelli, Morella, I should say, he defined ethics this way. He said, ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. How beautiful is that?
I like that.
How beautiful
is
that?
Yeah, that's great.
The great Nobel laureate Frenchman Albert Camus said, integrity has no need of rules. How beautiful is that?
Yeah, that's very concise.
Are we getting away? Is digital leverage moving us away from that? But because of the impact of our actions are farther away from us. We can't see the person's face when we say something hateful in an email or on Facebook or something, because we can't see their faces so far away. Are we getting away from that kind of devotion?
Well, as you pointed out in your book, I think that digital leverage just exacerbates the problem at a huge rate, exponentially exacerbates the problem. But the problem, I'm not sure, is really new. I think it's existed for a long time. But you're right, anonymity certainly is another contributing factor. So when you combine the anonymity of the internet with the speed of digital leverage, mm-hmm. it's really pushing on the boundaries of, as you like to put it, breaching that equilibrium between mm-hmm. Fear and greed and keeping that in check. So,
your point is really an excellent one about how long this has been going on in a lot of ways. One of the great stories was the articles that Jefferson and Adams had written for each other that were false. I mean, they had really hateful articles. They hired journalists to write bad articles about each other. I mean, they were doing that back in those days, you know. And I'm not sure which one was the worst, but they did it. They went after each other, having been collaborated earlier. But it was still within their grasp. They still had to look at each other. You know what I mean? They still
right.
And there was only so much extension. It only extended so far, right? It didn't go around the world.
Right. So the impact was a little bit more limited. But, you know, it's still going on today. I just read a study by the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, and they did a national survey. This was just last year, 2020. They did a survey of more than 14,000 employees mm-hmm. across American industries. And they found that nearly one in four people felt pressured to do things they knew were wrong by their own management. Just unbelievable. They used an example of a senior supervisor asking an employee to provide an identity card showing him as a position for which he wasn't even qualified or appointed. It's amazing.
Wow.
And 40% of employees said that they're almost always afraid of voicing criticism in their organization.
Mm-hmm.
So that that, you know, just reduces the feedback loop. And I
You need you can't have ethics without honesty, can you? You can't. I mean, ethics
no,
is
of course
ethics.
Not.
Ethics without honesty, ethics is something else. Just give it another name, right? BS. Let's call it BS, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what everybody lives by.
Yeah,
but it's fascinating. You know, organizations are complicated, dynamic entities. And for studying it and being in the middle of it, when I was practicing, I was teaching, I was trying to improve things. I was a senior manager and as well as trying to improve it. I really found that management training didn't work very well because the dynamics of the organization have a tendency to discourage it.
Yeah.
And one of the things that nobody really realizes is that the fundamental building blocks of an organization, the organizational hierarchy,
right,
is really... It's really insidious because...
Hold on to that thought, Rick. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about organizational ethics. Folks, this includes every small business out there. 22, right back with Rick Hahn. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.